I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. In today's episode, Skinner gets scratched, digging deep on the waiver wire, injury updates, matchups, and DFS tips. But first, on Hockey Night in Canada Saturday, Elliot Friedman stated that the only three Nashville Predators that might be considered untouchable are defenseman Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis, as well as goaltender Pekka Rinne. Now, Josi and Rinne have no move clauses, so they would have full control over any deal in the first place. And Rinne is 38 years old in the last year of his contract. It's entirely reasonable if he does not want to uproot his life at this stage of his career. Josi was the franchise player, just won the Norris Trophy last season, so if he wants to remain in Nashville through a rebuilding process, then of course he should. Ryan Ellis, on the other hand, a bit of a curious choice as an untouchable. He's great, a bona fide top pair defenseman. He's also 30 years old and under contract for six more seasons at an entirely reasonable cap hit of $6.25 million per season. There's nothing wrong with having Ryan Ellis on the roster, but if the Predators are undergoing a serious rebuilding process, one with only three untouchables on the roster, it would have to move really quickly for them to get back to contender status in, say, 3 years, at which point Ellis is now 33. Now look, he's a smart puck-moving defenseman, so he may age well, but it's a pretty significant statement for a rebuilding team to decide that two 30-year-old defensemen are among the untouchables on the roster. So who could go? Well, veteran blue liner Matthias Ekholm seems logical, not only to help Nashville out of a complicated expansion draft situation on the blue line, but also because Ekholm should bring a significant return. He has one more season remaining on a deal with a $3.75 million cap hit. His defensive metrics have slipped a little bit in the past year and a bit, but Ekholm's overall impact remains positive. He's handled difficult minutes for more than 6 years. And Michael Granlund is an obvious option. He re-signed in Nashville, and questions were raised even at that point because he had a disappointing 2019-2020 season. His percentages were completely in the tank, and it would have made sense, at least from the outside, to try somewhere new and get a fresh start. Well, he's a skilled player who's a natural complementary fit for a contending team that needs an extra offensive boost and will probably be in demand. So again, that's a pretty quality piece for Nashville to deal. Now, probably the most appealing trade candidate of those not deemed untouchable is left winger Philip Forsberg, 26-year-old who's a creative offensive force that consistently pushes play the right way when he's on the ice. Now, Forsberg's contract is a $6 million cap hit and expires after next season. So, unless Nashville is prepared to sign him long-term, and if they're rebuilding, would that really be the smart move? I'm not sure. Well, then it might make more sense for them to get a big haul in return, and Forsberg would bring quality in return. I would think at least a good young NHLer, a quality prospect, and a first-round pick, that wouldn't be unreasonable at all for a player of this caliber. Now, the Forsberg and Ekholm possibilities are the ones that can really signal just how big of an overhaul is coming in Nashville. Now, the problem that looms over a Predators rebuild is that their top two centers, Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson, aren't providing nearly enough for guys who count $8 million each against the salary cap. So, the Predators could still deal Victor Arvidsson, Cali Yarncroak, Nick Cousins, Brad Richardson. There are lots of pieces that aren't nailed down here. But if the Predators are prepared to move Ekholm and Forsberg and reshape their team with young players that they get in return, in addition to their own prospects, they could have a very different look even by the end of this season. Figure that a couple of Eli Tolvanen, Rem Pitlick, Tom Novak, Philip Tomasino, they might be able to carve out some NHL careers. Plus, whatever they get in trades, and Nashville can look at a different mix, and maybe some of these young guys can turn into dynamic players. Of course, Forsberg is already one of those, but his contract timing does complicate this decision. In any case, it's no surprise that teams like Ottawa and Detroit would be among the sellers this season. But it was not such a sure thing for Nashville. The way things have gone so far, it looks like they are headed into the seller's market. Rock Auto is an online part source where you can get just about anything for any type of vehicle. It's a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. And best of all, Prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Betting on the National Hockey League doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get podcasts. So now let's take a look at Monday's action in the National Hockey League. We start with the Dallas Stars slumping and losing 3-1 in Florida. No big offensive performances in this game, but some pretty solid goaltending. Florida's Chris Driedger stopped 24 of 25 shots for the win. He's easily been the better option in net for the Panthers. It's just a matter of how the Panthers can handle giving Driedger more playing time than Sergei Bobrovsky, because right now their performance, it's not even close. And for Dallas, even in a losing effort, Anton Khudobin stopped 49 of 51 shots in the loss. Fantastic game for Khudobin, just didn't have any offensive support. Tampa Bay goes into Carolina and wins 4-2. Jesper Fast scored both Carolina goals, his first two goals of the season. Tampa Bay got a goal and assist from Andre Palat, a goal and assist from Steven Stamkos, a goal and assist from Victor Hedman. Big guns firing for Tampa Bay. And goaltender Andre Vasilevsky turned away 34 of 36 shots for the victory. It's pretty impressive showing there for Tampa Bay. They came out of the gates flying, dominated early. Carolina kind of came roaring back, but then Tampa Bay managed to pull it out late. So Buffalo continues their struggles, loses 3-2 at the Islanders. Not a lot of offense in this one either. Islanders goaltender Semyon Varlamov stopped 33 of 35 shots for the win. He has 927 save percentage and 14 starts this season. He's been a big part of the Islanders' success. Now, the story of this game, though, is Jeff Skinner was benched for the Sabres. Now, or I guess press boxed. After Skinner had 14 goals and 23 points last season, 1 year after he had scored 40 goals, he was a bit of a candidate for a bounce-back season. He's had ups and downs in his career, but he has consistently generated shots, and ultimately that does lead to goals. But he has 7 years left on a contract with a $9 million cap hit. That isn't a player to bury, and that's what the Sabres have done to Skinner this year. His most common line mates have been Riley Sheahan and Curtis Lazar. That's not the way to set up a scoring winger for success, and surprise, Skinner has no goals and one assist in 14 games this season. Now, this is not to completely absolve Skinner of responsibility for this mess either. There's a reason Carolina didn't want to keep him. Now, some of it's financial, to be sure, but also, it's fair to wonder whether he was committed to an all-around game as Rod Brind'Amour expected, and as now Ralph Kruger expects in Buffalo. So here's the thing about choosing this time with this team to send a message to Jeff Skinner. The Sabres need wins, desperately. This team was built with the idea of at least competing for a playoff spot. That's how they sold Taylor Hall on a one-year deal as a free agent. But they've struggled since coming out of their COVID break. They've not been able to generate nearly enough offense. So what is the long-term gain by sitting out one of the proven scorers on the roster? Once the Sabres are fully out of playoff contention, and right now, they're 7 points back of Philadelphia for fourth in the same number of games, 9 points back of the Islanders with 3 games in hand. But if this mess goes on for any longer, it won't matter at all what they do with Jeff Skinner this season. Then, they will be sitting on a contract that has 6 years, $52 million left on it after this season. And that's for an asset that was intentionally devalued. And at those prices, it seems like a pretty costly decision without a lot of upside. Okay, move on. Los Angeles Kings roll into St. Louis and take a 3-0 decision from the battered Blues. Los Angeles right winger Dustin Brown scored a pair of goals, including the empty netter. He has 8 goals, 4 assists in the past 10 games. Almost timeless, Dustin Brown. He went through several years sort of mid-career where he was in a slump, but he's rallied later in his career to be productive once again. And he's back up on the top line with Anze Kopitar, which is obviously a good place to be. Kings goaltender Jonathan Quick had a 30-save shutout. He has a 903 save percentage in 9 starts. Starting to round into form after a couple of rough starts early, but Quick has delivered in his past few starts, and gives the Kings certainly some options now. It was looking like Cal Peterson was going to be their only real viable option in net. Now Jonathan Quick might be getting back on track. Continuing with the road teams winning 3-0, Calgary goes into Toronto and wins 3-0 with backup goaltenders involved. Michael Hutchinson for Toronto, David Rittich in there for Calgary. Rittich had a 34-save shutout. He's up to a .909 save percentage in 6 games this year. Matthew Tkachuk had a goal and assist for the Flames. Sean Monahan had a goal and assist. Monahan's got 5 points in the past 5 games. And defenseman Rasmus Anderson had a couple of assists. He has 6 points in the past 6 games. Another road team wins 3-0, Vegas in Colorado. For Vegas, left winger Alex Tuck scored a pair of goals, taking advantage of the opportunity. He got moved up onto the left side of the top line with Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty moved down the lineup. So William Karlsson added a couple of assists. Karlsson's got 9 points in the past 9 games. And Vegas goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury had a 34-save shutout. He's got a .942 save percentage in 11 starts this year. Outstanding, outstanding performance this year for Marc-Andre Fleury. Anaheim, they had a 3-0 lead and then blew it in Arizona, lost 4-3. Arizona gets a couple of goals from Christian Dvorak, ending a bit of a mini slump here. Arizona defenseman Jacob Chychrun had a goal and assist. He's got 7 points in the past 8 games. Arizona left winger Clayton Keller had a couple of helpers. He has 9 points in the past 8 games. For Anaheim, Cam Fowler had a goal and assist. And left winger Max Comtois had a couple of assists. Comtois has got 7 points in the past 8 games. Final game of the night, we have the Minnesota Wild going into San Jose and stomping the Sharks 6-2. For Minnesota, winger Matt Zuccarello had a goal and 2 assists. That gives him 7 points in 4 games this season. Minnesota center Victor Rask had a goal and 2 assists. He has 6 points in the past 4 games. And Minnesota left winger, the star rookie, Kirill Kaprizov, had a goal and assist. He has 6 points in the past 6 games. Minnesota also got a goal and assist out of Marcus Foligno on his way to a Gordie Howe hat trick. And Minnesota right winger Ryan Hartman chipped in a couple of assists. He's got 4 points in the past 3 games. So now, every episode, I recommend one player that is owned in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player that you should be racing out to grab right away, or at least someone to keep an eye on in case you have a need in the future. So today, we're going with Washington Capitals center Lars Eller, getting a bigger role. As it appears, Washington's dissatisfied with the play of Evgeny Kuznetsov. So the latest line combinations for the Capitals have Eller between Alex Ovechkin and Tom Wilson. And in the past 6 games, Eller has 5 points. And he's played a season-high 19-12 in Monday's win over New Jersey. He's owned in 4% of Yahoo leagues. So at least as a short-term option, Lars Eller could have some value. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Major League Baseball is coming around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, if that's your thing. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline.ag has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. February is Black History Month, and the Locked On Podcast Network is honoring the challenges and success of Black men and women in sports with a new series called Locked On Presents More Than the Game. Right now, you can hear Candace Cooper of Locked On Tar Heels and Erica Ayala of Locked On Women's Basketball discuss the opportunities and challenges that come with being a Black woman in sports. Subscribe to the Locked On Presents podcast feed on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. So before we get into today's action, let's get through a few injury updates, starting with Calgary goaltender Jacob Markstrom, who missed Monday's win at Toronto with an upper body injury. As we saw, Calgary does have at least a viable option in net if Markstrom's out. David Rittich is pretty solid. Toronto goaltender Frederick Anderson missed Monday's loss with a lower body injury, and maybe the situation isn't quite the same for the Maple Leafs. Try as they might, they could not sustain goaltending depth again this season, and now with Michael Hutchinson as the option with Frederick Anderson out, that does leave the Leafs a little bit vulnerable. Certainly, Jack Campbell could be coming back from injury soon, But there may be a few bumps in the road until the Maple Leafs get at least one of their top two goaltenders back. Chicago center Dylan Strom is out with a concussion. That's obviously not ideal for a Chicago team that is kind of patching together an offense, and they're doing all right with it. But Strom does leave a bit of a hole down the middle there. Also, Chicago defenseman Lucas Carlson has a groin injury. Buffalo defenseman Jake McCabe, we talked about him yesterday, waiting on results of an MRI. Well, as expected, the results of the MRI were not good. He's out for the season with a knee injury with multiple torn ligaments. Buffalo winger Tobias Reeder is day-to-day with a shoulder injury. Columbus defenseman Michael Delzato has been a quietly effective third-pair guy for them, out with a lower body injury. And former Columbus defenseman, now Florida defenseman Marcus Nudivaara, has an upper body injury. New York Islanders left winger Michael Del Col is day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. I can't believe Lou Lamoriello's team has undisclosed injuries. San Jose center Dylan Gambrell, also day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. And St. Louis defenseman Carl Gunnarsson suffered a season-ending knee injury Monday. This is kind of par for the course for the Blues right now. They've got a bunch of guys out, and so losing Gunnarsson just thins them out even more. This may be an opportunity for Nico Mikkola or Jake Walman, somebody to get in some reps on the third pair in St. Louis. So now let's take a look at Tuesday's action on betonline.ag. First game, we have Montreal Canadiens, heavily favored, minus 206 at Ottawa. My model would have Montreal maybe minus 175, you know, sizable favorites, but maybe not enough to be taking them at minus 206. That's a pretty big premium to pay on the road against a team they just lost to in overtime. At the same time, I'm not sure I like Ottawa to take them at plus 185. Washington, minus 101 as slight underdogs at home against Pittsburgh. I'll take Washington in that game. Given the schedule today, that I like them as much as any, really. Because Washington, they're getting healthier. As much as they might have some issues with Kuznetsov, and yes, they would love to have Ilya Samsonov back in fine form in net, you can still look at Washington's roster and see a competitive squad that probably doesn't necessarily deserve to be a home underdog against Pittsburgh. Columbus, minus 116 at home against Chicago. I do like Columbus to be favored in that game. My model has them around minus 129. Maybe not enough of an edge to take them, but in agreement at least on the line there. New Jersey, minus 143 against Buffalo. I have New Jersey minus 160. Again, we're in agreement on the line. I'm not sure it's enough of an advantage to take them. Nashville, minus 153 at Detroit. Now, Nashville obviously is not in a great spot right now, but going to play Detroit is a way to get a little bit healthy, at least in terms of results. And so I have Nashville favored. My model has them by minus 135, which is, you know, not a huge favorite. And so I would probably avoid that game. And then we've got Edmonton, minus 130 at Vancouver. I like Edmonton in that game, but maybe minus 145. So again, a lot of these games tonight, I like one side by maybe a little bit, but not a whole lot more than the price would dictate. And so I guess the recommendation for the night will be Washington as a very slight home underdog against Pittsburgh. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's roll through some value plays on DraftKings. Forwards or skaters under $5,000 for Tuesday. We'll start with Lars Eller. He's only $3,300 against Pittsburgh. And given his ice time going up and recent production, that gives him an opportunity to give you a pretty good return. Also, Ottawa center Josh Norris, $4,400 against Montreal. Costs a little bit more, but Norris and Brady Tkachuk do give the Senators at least a little bit of offense. And at that price, he might provide some value. Buffalo right winger Sam Reinhart is $4,700 at New Jersey. He's been scoring since coming back from injury, and you know the Sabres need all the offense they can get. But Reinhart's also generating shots, and so that's a little bit encouraging. Washington left winger Jakub Vrána, $4,600 against Pittsburgh. He's playing significant minutes, even lined up on the first power play unit, and so. At that price, worth a look. On the blue line, New Jersey defenseman Damon Severson's $3,900 against Buffalo. Severson Talked about him not too long ago about how his shot rates have really gone up this year. His ice time is up. He's playing a pretty prominent role on a surprising New Jersey blue line. Now, speaking of surprises, Pittsburgh defenseman Mike Matheson, $3,400 at Washington. He has 3 points in the past four games. He's getting shots as well. And at that price, might allow you to spend a little bit more on a marquee forward if Matheson can give you a decent return at $3,400. As for goaltenders, you can certainly ride any of the favorites. If you're looking at an underdog, maybe Jonathan Bernier, who's $7,000 against Nashville for Detroit. Bernier is, you know, a little bit above average this season and has been playing pretty well in his past couple of starts. So if you're really willing to roll the dice and have your goaltending dictated by the Detroit Red Wings on this night, then maybe Jonathan Bernier gives you some value. So that'll do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work at The Athletic and at scottcullenhockey.substack.com, where it's free to sign up. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. We've gone through starting rotations and late-inning bullpens for each team. We're about to get into team-by-team breakdowns. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.